Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and in this episode, I'm going to teach you the show me, you know me strategy for winning job interviews and converting more of them into offers. Now, before we dive into that, I want to call out one of our tools. If you need help landing more interviews, I would check out headlineanalyzer.io. It's our free tool that will grade your LinkedIn headline. And many people don't realize just how much of an impact your LinkedIn headline plays in your ability for your profile to be seen in searches by employers, by recruiters who are going to reach out to you and help you land these interviews so that you can then take the show me, you know me strategy and convert them into offers. So let's dive in here. The biggest mistake that most job seekers make when it comes to interviewing is only focusing on themselves. And it's not really your fault or anyone's fault, because this is what we're taught to do. When we prepare for interviews, we're taught to come up with really crisp answers about our backgrounds. We're taught to focus on our backgrounds. Everything is about us. And then we essentially cross our fingers and hope that the hiring team sees how that translates to their needs. But that's where the biggest disconnect happens, in that hoping and crossing of fingers. Because at the end of the day, what the company is looking for is somebody who can come in and solve a problem or meet a challenge or help them achieve a goal or deliver on an initiative. They have very specific needs. And when they are looking at you or any of the other candidates and they have to guess about your value and guess about the connection, it makes it a lot harder to say yes to that person. Whereas if somebody shows up and tells them, hey, I understand you. I know what you're going through. I know what your goals are. I know what your challenges are. Here's how I can help. That is going to completely change the game. That's going to make that connection so clear. And it's going to make that person jump into the pole position when it comes to who the company is going to offer the job to. So how do you become that person? Well, it's really easy, and it happens in two parts. The first is with research. Before all of your interviews, you want to do as much research as you possibly can. Now, I'm not just talking about going to the company's homepage and about page, reading their mission statement, maybe a couple of articles. I'm talking about going deep and being methodical. So if the company's public, I want you to start by going and finding their earnings call and listening to it, maybe even listen to a few of them. After that, you should go check out a site called SeekingAlpha.com. You should plug in their stock ticker and take a look at both the news and the analysis pieces here. This is going to give you great information on recent news, but also opinions about that news from people who are following the company, who are analyzing the company, so you can get a wide range of opinions on what's going on. And that's going to help you form your own, but also understand how different people are thinking about these happenings in their own unique situations. And you can bring that information to the interview. In addition to that, I would think back on the networking conversations that you've hopefully had to see what people have specifically said, what they've specifically called out. You can dive deeper on that. I would also go out and I would try to find interviews with executives or people who are heading up the department of the team that you'd be working on. So maybe going and finding keynote speeches with them, or going and finding interviews that they've been a part of, or Q&As or company meetings, anything that you can get your hands on where some leader that is heading up your department or organization is talking about their products, their goals, their culture, their future, their vision, all of that good stuff. That's just going to really help flesh out the information that we have here. And then I would try to get some information on the product. So can you look at reviews? Can you jump into tutorials? Can you get a demo? Can you get your hands on this actual product? All of this is going to give you a really, really clear idea of what this company and what this team's goals, challenges, initiatives, and vision are for the next 6 to 12 months. And now you can implement the show me, you know me strategy. As you're preparing your answers for this next interview, I want you to come up with your answer, but then I want you to think about how you might start by positioning that answer in relation to the company's needs and goals. So an example of this would be on interview day. If an interviewer asks you, tell me about a time that you overcame a challenge, for example, instead of just replying and leading right into your answer that's all about your background and everything that you brought to the table, instead, you should start by making it about them and their challenges. So you might say, well, in preparation for this interview, I listened to X, Y, and Z keynotes. I listened to the company's earnings call, and I also talked to two or three people on the team. And my understanding is that this is the biggest challenge facing this team right now. And my understanding is that this role is going to hopefully help this team overcome the challenge in this specific way. So let me give you an example of a time that I did that in my past role where we were able to achieve blah, 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 blah. So with that setup, you're not just starting your answer by diving into your background and then waiting for the interviewer to hopefully pick up the threads and see how the connections are made. Instead, you're proactively jumping in and saying, hey, I really care a lot about getting this job. Here's all the research that I did leading up to this interview. Here's what I know about this specific challenge. Here's what I know about your goals, where you're trying to go. And then here is an example from my past experience of how I've done this before. That is a very different answer that shows your interviewer you are completely plugged into their needs and their goals, and then you offer your background and your example as supporting evidence for why you're the person to help execute on them. If you can do that in a way that's slightly different for each answer, you don't want to come up with the same cookie cutter response every time, but if you can have something similar where you tie back your answer to their problem right at the very beginning, right after they ask you that question, you are going to win plenty more job offers because interviewers are going to so clearly see that you get them, that you get what they're trying to do, and that is what they're looking for when they want to extend an offer. So that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.